Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Corey days, the Thursday, the 23rd of September, 2021. I am joined by my cat, Little Jerry Seinfeld. And to fill in the blanks between us, we have got our old buddy, Corey Van Dyke. How are you doing, Corey?
Good, dude. Sick background.
Ah, dude. I do have to say, whatever you're clicking, like keyboard or whatever, end that now. That has to stop. That is, I'm going to jump through the screen and throw my cat at you viciously.
I wouldn't even know what you're talking about.
All right, good. Good. Stop. I'm good, but we're here with Jerry. Get down there. While I check the chat and all that good stuff, Corey, it's been a week locked out of Twitter.
Yeah, it has. I actually have gotten several DMs of people asking me if you're okay.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That someone, if you can send me a list of people that cared,
yeah,
then I will not smite them upon my return.
I just responded no. I didn't expound past that.
Excellent. I see. What happened was my Chrome browser wasn't set to accept cookies on Twitter, and it kept logging in and out, and then it got a security warning, and I had an old phone number logged in, and Twitter support is, it's just a wing and a prayer. So I'm totally out of the loop. Tell me, what would I be chatting about this week?
It's, you know, it's pointless drama, as per usual. There is some talk about one of the George Lucas's ex-wife, I guess, talking about things. I saw a little bit of buzz on that. A little buzz, yeah. She talked about not liking sequel trilogy and the prequel trilogy, you know, and it was a big thing that people talked about. I couldn't care less about it, but a lot of people talked about that.
Well, here's the thing about that. And that is it was so weird. I found out about it on Facebook. Like, I was just cruising Facebook for a second, and I never find out Star Wars things on Facebook. And I was like, and then I was picturing what everyone was saying, like, about it, to it and for it and against it and yeah it and nah it. And I was imagining what people were tweeting what things. And it was just like this other world, that like a galaxy far, far away that I sort of remember. But the thing, because I haven't seen anyone's comments, I've just got to imagine them. But I've seen that, like, I did a Google search and saw some articles. It's amazing. We'll go into the comments, but I find it quite stunning that so much of it, like 90% of it, is like Marshall Lucas hated the sequels. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no. Marshall Lucas hated everything after 1983.
Yeah.
Like, why are you leaving out that she hated the prequels as well?
Right.
Like, it's so interesting how that's been covered.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where it's like, who really cares what her opinion is? She's entitled to have her opinion, obviously, but if that's what helps form other people's opinion,
that's yeah, not. I think I find her opinion interesting. Like, if someone said, "Oh, do you want to know Marshall Lucas's opinion about the sequels and the prequels?" I'd be like, "Yeah," but then once I hear it, I'm like, "Yeah, well, that doesn't really change my opinion."
Yeah.
And but should we go into this now? Is this the topic at hand, Corey?
I suppose it's a good segue into it, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting this via Variety, because I live Hollywood adjacent, Corey.
Yes.
It's this website called Variety. I think they've also launched a magazine. So you could check that at your local newsstand. That's my showbiz insight. Marshall Lucas, the Oscar-winning editor of the original Star Wars, wasn't very happy with Disney's sequel trilogy. Oh, God, they get straight into it. This is from a book by the late J.W. Rinsler, Howard Kazanjarian, A Producer's Life, which examines the prolific producer's life, including his time on the Star Wars franchise. So this is the quote, one of the quotes. I like Kathleen. I always liked her. She was full of beans and she was really smart and really bright, really wonderful woman. And I liked her husband, Frank. I like them a lot. Now that she's running Lucasfilm and making movies, it seems to me that Kathy Kennedy and J.J. Abrams don't have a clue about Star Wars. They don't get it. And J.J. Abrams is writing these stories. When I saw that movie where they kill Han Solo, I was furious. I was furious when they killed Han Solo. I have heard some websites just like, quote, Marshall Lucas furious over Star Wars sequels, which to me, it just seems disingenuous. But whatever. Got to get the click. Absolutely, positively, there was no rhyme or reason to it. I thought, you don't get the Jedi story. You don't get the magic of Star Wars. You're getting rid of Han Solo, Lucas says in the book. God, yeah. I assume she's talking about two different things and she's aware that Han Solo is not a Jedi. But I will give the benefit of the doubt. I thought Luke Skywalker's, the end of his story was a like a perfect Jedi story in a way. Yeah, I could see how people want it to go another way. But is the thing, this one doesn't even have the thing about, the direct, they've done a couple articles on it, including this one just goes the other way totally. Love it. This is thedirect.com. George Lucas's ex-wife cried after watching Star Wars Episode One because she didn't like it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it's strange that was the one article that went with that over like almost, or actually every other article I saw about it. But what are people saying on Twitter? What's happening?
Oh, you know, the usual suspects. Everything about how, you know, it's wrong to bash a sequel trilogy, or it's right to bash a sequel trilogy, or who cares? That's basically all it is. It's the same discourse. But the one thing that I always go back to that I totally agree with is it's like, it's definitely interesting to hear from all the people who worked on the original trilogy, even the prequel trilogy, talking about everything else that's come out. But again, yeah, like I said earlier, don't let their opinions form your opinions, or even make your opinions, I guess, more factual, if you will. Because I've seen that be the big thing going around, is people who hate the sequels are saying, well, this means that, like, George and like, even if George Lucas hates them, okay, like, I mean, it's not, you know, who cares?
Well, I always thought that George Lucas would hate them because he's a nerd, and do you know what I mean? Like, nerds have set ideas about things, and it's got to be like this, and he made it up. Yeah. So, do you know what I mean? He's actually got, he's got a bit of nerd cred.
Yeah, and like, I'm not a huge fan of the sequel trilogy either, but I definitely don't it is what it is. Like what you like, I guess. It's just the whole thing seemed kind of dumb to me this week.
Yeah, well, it always is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
and then there's like the thing about like following and championing these people that we don't actually know, and you want it to be all right. Like George Lucas, he was the one that was right. or that person was the one that was right. You know, like, she's credited as, like, sort of saving Star Wars with the edit of the Death Star, the trench, and going back to Leia and all that sort of amazing build-up. But on the flip side, from what I heard on the Bad Motivators, I'm pretty sure it was a Bad Motivators podcast that I heard this, you know, she wanted the Biggs Darklighter scenes at the start of the film to be in it. She wanted the Jabba the Hutt. You know, she wanted them to find a way to get that into it as well. So, John, I mean, it's sort of like, well, do you agree with that? Is that your golden Star Wars if they'd left the Biggs Darklighter thing in? I actually think that George was probably hesitant to do it because he had that idea of Luke appearing at the whole story sort of playing out and then coming across Luke 20 minutes in or wherever it is at the Lars homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got that device, which sort of is a big, for me, thumbs up in axing the OC little scenes, the OC-esque scenes. You know, the OC, Corey? Mm-hmm. Great series. Yeah. And it's always a thing with, like, just regular fans. It's like, oh, I hated the sequel trilogy. It's like, oh, did you like the prequels? No, I hated them as well. And it's like, well, there's a pattern there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You had those original three, that's your gospel, and you don't want to really deal with anything that's not along those lines.
Right. Yeah. It does bug me every time I hear the original trilogy is the only thing and the best thing and everything else doesn't matter. It's like, okay. Like, if you're so hung up on movies from, you know, the 70s and 80s and that's the only thing that can be enjoyed. I mean, well, you know, each to their own, you know, that's totally fine. But
I, like, the thing with anything pretty much in Star Wars opinion, it always bugs me when people say to me or in my opinion, like, oh, to me, it's just about the original trilogy. Oh, yeah. Cool, man. But, like, it's only the only Star Wars that counts.
Right, yeah.
It's like, to me,
right,
is the sequel trilogy.
Right. Yeah, that is, yeah.
And then, like, with her commentary on it, you know, whether it's right or wrong, and she, like, with the thing about Han Solo, it's like, well, get in an argument about it with Harrison Ford then. Because, right, you know, that was one of the big provisos.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back. So it's sort of like, well, who are you going to side with now? Well, the thing is, like, stuff like this is nuanced and you'll agree with some people about this and other people about that. Like,
right. Well, exactly what you just said. Like, the whole Han Solo argument is very weird to me, considering Harrison Ford has always sort of pioneered for that to happen. So, yeah.
You don't know, Corey?
I don't know.
When will you know?
I'll never know. Do you know?
I'll never know. I've got no idea what's going on.
There you go.
I can't find my little thumbnail thing. Wait there. What we're going to talk. Oh, okay. So there's Ewan McGregor thing. All right. That's going to remind me about what to talk about now. Hey, Star Wars Visions. I've watched it once, not very well. I was busy. Oh, I don't have the little thing up anymore. That's, God, the branding. But, yeah, I thought it was like, I was on your stream for a little bit before my internet, like, it was so hot.
Yeah.
Broke out. But, what I was saying, which people thought was a real vibe check, was I just watched it and it wasn't really for me and I thought it was fine and I thought it was cute and I love the references and but I just couldn't like bite into it that heartily because there was not like I knew it was like, oh, this is 15 minutes. Like how invested am I going to get? And I also have been really busy with work, so I had to sort of work while I watched it. But what did you make of it all, Corey?
No, I actually I do agree with you partially in the sense that definitely some of those shorts are very, very, they feel like pilot episodes to a whole new series. Some of them felt pretty self-contained, but for the most part, the ones that I like the most definitely dealt more with the Jedi and Sith things, and then you could totally see that going in a certain direction. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, all those nods to... Like, one thing I really liked about Visions is that it was not connected at all to the Skywalker saga. And I'm someone who absolutely loves everything in the Skywalker saga, and I love the story being connected to that, specifically that Luke. So I didn't know how I would react to something that wasn't set in that time period, but when they did, it was the episode The Elder that really caught my attention, where it's two Jedi in a completely different time period. You can tell this is probably either way before the prequels or way after the sequels. And it was just cool to have two Jedi who aren't, you know, like talking about Skywalkers and are like hunting down a Sith and trying to see if that's a Sith. And then that whole storyline was just so cool that sort of, I was like, okay, yeah, this is working for me. There were some episodes that definitely didn't work for me, but for the most part, I would say that they did a fantastic job if they continue some of these storylines, for sure.
Bookbar Bros, a Star Wars channel, hits the super chat with watched episode one of Visions. It grew on me after an iffy start. So you've just watched episode one? That's Bookbar's got more time constraints than me. I will say that I wish I've only seen episode one as well. And like, I don't think the populace could be patient enough to go up and down each week with one they not really like and then one they like. But I wish it was every week, because I was just like, nah. Like, I understand why they like wouldn't do that, because people are too moody to, you know, if they had to deal with the rock concert one, which I actually absolutely like really enjoyed. Like, I wish they would do it, because I'm patient, but I if I was making the decision at their end, I'd put them all out in one day.
Yeah, I think they could definitely release like three a week, since they had nine total. They could do 3 weeks.
Three a week.
Yeah. That would have worked. Yeah, it would have been great, because then you have, what, like 30 minutes each and or 30 minutes total. And yeah, 30 to 40 minutes. I'm not sure why they did it all at once. It's an interesting move, considering...
Because they don't have someone, an ideas man like you there, Corey, thinking outside the box.
That's what I'm saying.
Three a week.
Time and time again, I give suggestions and they don't take it, so...
Get in line, buddy. Get in line. All right, so Bookbar Bros, the Star Wars channel, replies, I try to reflect a little on each and to not binge them, but it's tough. That's a Jedi-like restraint.
See, I think the thing for me about not like having restraint for it is I feel like if I only watched like one or two of them, it would get spoiled for me anyways on Twitter. There'd be like a screenshot from one of the episodes. So it's better to just, I think at least for me, watch them all the way through so I don't have an episode ruined by like a screenshot. Also, I would never have the patience to do that. So that's impressive.
Or is it impressive or like kind of disgusting?
It's a bit of both, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thin line for sure, though. I'll read that book. I'll read the book. The Ronin book I actually do want to read now, because I want to know more about that character.
The other thing with spoilers and that, like, what are you going to spoil? Like, we don't know, I'm not invested in any storyline. Like, if someone said, oh, in The Elder, like, this guy gets killed, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, what I mean more is, like, we don't necessarily know that that's the case before going into them. So it's, you never know, right? It could be a scenario where one episode has a huge moment that we would have wanted to see for ourselves. And this, you never know with this stuff.
What about are people excited about a new Boba Fett special looking at the life and history of the galaxy's greatest bounty hunter, which will be arriving on Disney Plus September to celebrate Disney Plus Day on Friday, the 12th of November? Are people excited about that, as well as a slew of other great releases, including Shang-Chi, streaming on Disney Plus? What about, are people excited about a new Home Alone film and much more?
What I'll tell you is there seems to be a little bit of a debate going on about Disney Plus Day. There's a lot of people on the Twitter who believe that because they only mentioned the Boba Fett special that no other...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Their Star Wars announcements are coming that day, but that's not the case. And then I will say the Boba Fett special, just to like make sure everyone knows, that's not going to be like a look at the Book of Boba Fett. They're going to have something separate, like a trailer, I'm sure, that day. But it's only going to be like what they do for the Marvel stuff before they drop, like before they drop WandaVision, they had like things about Vision and Wanda, the little clips and like their whole journey and before each Marvel show. That's what this is essentially, I believe, is they'll just show bits and pieces of Boba's life.
I think I'm always up for a contextualization.
Yeah.
Of like a character that's, you know, lived a full like lifetime in Star Wars, but we've seen it out of order.
Right.
And then to have the story told in order, it's interesting. I'm someone that always wanted to, I'll never have the time. I wanted to watch Lost chronologically. Like I wanted someone to edit every flashback in order it happened.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
So you watch all the flashbacks and then they get to the island and then you watch all the stuff after the, like, yeah, if I was on a deserted island, that is the file I would want to have on my iPad, and three charges at least, only three charges.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm up for that, but I do think we're going to get a little bit of pepper. I find it hard. Like when it's a month away from the show coming out, I gotta believe that this look will say, and now you'll find out that, like, I reckon we're gonna get some action out of that for sure. Come on, Corey.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it. I think we'll get a trailer separately from it, but I don't think we'll see anything from the show.
All right, I feel like I'm gonna get a clip of you going, yeah. Didn't expect
excellent.
It.
Excellent. What do you think is going to happen that day? What do you think is going to drop?
All right, let's just we serve our number one listeners, content consumers. Catherine Neen would like to know: should I be keeping the whole time clear in case of an Andor trailer on Disney Day?
Yeah, I would say so. Safe bet.
Wow. I'm concerned because Catherine down in Melbourne, it's very rare for them to have an earthquake, but they had a 6-level earthquake in Melbourne.
Really?
This week. And I feel like they might have another one on November 12th. Down just near the Southland Shopping Center when Catherine gets a new bit of Andor sizzle.
It gives me so much joy seeing her tweets about Andor, because like every time I literally forget about its existence, I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome.
Are you trying to rub it in? How's Corey, everyone? Oh, I'm loving being on Twitter. Looking at Catherine's tweets.
That's right.
Oh, you should see it. Makes me feel great.
Yeah, you're totally missing out on the Twitter life.
Very cruel. Very cruel. So you seem to imply then that it is of your belief and understanding and trust and desire. Oh, I know it's your desire, but there'll be announcements. You think there'll be something announced on the Disney Plus day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to get dates for all the shows for next year. Like a
date is not an announcement. I guess it is.
Yeah. It could be. But I do think we're going to get new shows announced as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's better left off air, though. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I do have my, Tatooine beard. The Tatooine-esque beard here.
You do.
So I'm at the ready.
Yeah, you're. It's still coming in after you shaved it off. It's still coming in. You should have kept it. You should have kept the graph. Just never shave it off.
I definitely should have kept it.
Definitely.
It's actually getting kind of annoying again. So, hey.
That's a good segue, though. I do wonder, because Andor, I think we'll get something, but I think we'll hopefully get stuff from. I think we'll get something from Bad Batch Season 2, perhaps a trailer for that. You would think we would get the most anticipated Star Wars series right now, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You would think we would get a poster at least, at the very least, or a sizzle reel BTS or something.
At least. They've filmed it.
Right.
You can at least show a photo of him.
Yeah. The fact that we still haven't seen a photo of him is pretty crazy to me. Yeah.
Do you think he looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi in it?
I almost wonder if Obi-Wan's just barely going to be in it. He's just never in it.
Well, I do have a bit of sizzle here ready to go, Corey.
I think it will not disappoint. I mean,
here we go.
Beard.
Beardless. Obi-Wan for us.
So I am, he's beardless, so I am more ready to be in, because you gotta have a beard to get in Star Wars, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Or be green.
Green, yeah.
You gotta have this or like some sort of green thing.
Right.
But this is like a little variety interview afterwards, the Emmys. And he won an Emmy as Halston in the show Halston, which I think is about a 70s artist or something. But I know on the billboard he was in a limo with a cigarette, and I was like, living those hard Tatooine night hours.
Oh, yeah.
just on his way home from the cantina. All right.
Can you tease any Obi-Wan for us?
Not really. We finished our shooting, our series.
Can you tease any Obi-Wan for us, Corey? Nice robes, old man. Is that what they mean?
100%.
Sweet accent, Beardo.
And it was really, really good fun. I really enjoyed working with Deborah Cho. And I think it will not disappoint. I mean, I think it.
Look at that. Do you see the spark in his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
When he thinks about it and then says, look. Mm-hmm. Look how he is. That's some genuine, from the heart sizzle.
Absolutely.
Look at him. He looks rat. He looks like about 7 years old. That's a seven-year-old smile.
He's doing this little dance, too.
You see the dance?
Oh, I think it will not disappoint. I mean, I think it's going to be good.
Dance confirmed.
Dance confirmed. There it is.
Had a really good time making it and worked with some really wonderful people, lovely people, and new technology that we employed doing it is cool, and it was a different experience than making the original three films that I did, and I really, really liked it. It was good.
Um, Love hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And how he says it was a different experience making it. From people that I talked to on the Australian sets of the prequels, they were like, when it was all green, he could be quite miserable because it's so tedious. But when there was like a set, then he had the boyish glint in his eye again. So, you know, with how they do them these days, with having the
volume and all that.
The what's it called? The stereo?
The volume.
Turn it up! And then, you know, you saw Mando building, you know, practical sets and that TikTok film.
I always forget about that. Yeah.
Someone got well fired.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy was like, don't worry, guys, in a week from now, you're going to see another video, and then it kept going.
God. Don't worry, guys. Next week, you're going to see another video.
Oh, that was a rough one. I feel like a lot of people forget about that. That was a rough one.
It would be sick. And I find it like lightheartedly offensive. That they've like filmed this stuff and they've done for like, I don't know, on the last one, it's just like, just show an image. Like, you need a McCallum-esque PR schedule. McCallum couldn't wait.
Yeah.
To get a little sketch out there, a little pic. Hey, heard about battle droids? I know about them. Here's a pic.
That would be so cool if, like, again, like we talked about last week, even what Jon Favreau used to do, where he would post little behind the scenes things as Instagram and all that. It's the perfect amount of little sizzle there for people to get hyped about. It's a little, and it's just a little bit too, but it's enough.
Just to keep us going.
Do you remember when Jon Favreau just like out of nowhere posted the description of The Mandalorian? And that's how we figured out what it was about. That was exciting.
I don't remember that.
So he posted an image that talked about how there was going to be a Mandalorian following in the footsteps of like Jango Fett and Boba Fett. And then he posted, I think that's when he posted the holiday special thing as well. The blaster.
Okay. What do you think about these, Corey? We last week were vehemently disgusted, irate, offended, insulted, corrupted.
Know exactly what this is without even having to go further.
About the Hasbro announcements.
Let's see these repaints. Let's see them. Yep.
Now, this week, we're getting this via the yakface.com. No, yakfaceforums.com, sorry. They have announced a droids series of 6-inch Black Series figures in the look and, I presume, feel of the very rare droids cartoon can align, but in a 6-inch
so this is vintage collection 3 3/4.
Ah, is it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they have 1 6-inch and it's Boba Fett, but the other ones are vintage, including this Fett. So there's the regular 6-inch.
Ah, so there's Fett. 2 Fetts.
Yes.
Yeah. Got you. Now, last week we discussed the carbonized or the credit or the caramelized. Whatever it was, it looked caramelized to me. And also we had the announcement of more of Corey's old mates, which are on screen now, the prototype Kenner figures. Where do you stand on... Well, actually, these aren't even repaints because isn't the R2-D2 like a new sculpt?
Mm-mm, it's a repaint.
Oh, okay. Where do you stand on these ones, buddy?
So they're a lot better than the carbonized ones, but then I checked the prices for them, and I noticed that there's a huge increase. The Black Series boba is $27, and the 3 3/4 inch figures are $16.
Does the Black Series one come with a giant coin?
I don't believe so.
All right, the little ones do come with a coin. I do have a slight rule that don't complain about the price of something you're never going to buy.
Yeah.
I actually, the opposite of last week, because like those, what, the credit collection or the caramelized collection, they're nothing. Oh no, they're meant to reflect the art, the production art that's at the end of The Mandalorian, I guess.
But oh, these are nice.
But these are like a direct reference, like an Easter egg thing from Star Wars lore. So I rate these, despite, and I will continue to harp on about this, the giant size of the 50th year of Lucasfilm logo, way too big. Like, it doesn't look too bad on this, but on the, like, the vintage and the Black Series figures, it's just, like, too big, bros. Just
yeah,
get it smaller. But anyway, I'm not going to get them, but I think, like, I can appreciate their existence because...
Yeah. I like the R2 a lot. I think the color's really nice on it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, they're a lot, like I said, they're a lot better than what they showed last week. So it's an improvement. Why didn't they just show those last week? It's so weird.
Well, I would spread stuff out. Like, I would sort of just do something every week or something. So I can't argue with that one. Alrighty, dude. It's about 6:20 where I am, so I've got to revert to dad mode and start producing some tummy content, Corey.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I actually recently found this out, ladies and gentlemen, that Steele's a cook, a chef, if you will. I was over at his home, and he cooked for me. So it was quite good, too, I will say. I finished the whole plate. That's a rarity. So... good job. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt after.
What do we have? Do we have spaghetti?
Chicken breast and a bunch of greenery.
Oh, the breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's good.
Schnitzel. Good stuff. All right. Thank you for that food report. That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
And Devish did want to know what he did cook. So
and then afterwards, I got an ice cream cone with ice cream in it. We ate with Harry, and it was very fun.
Good times.
Good times.
Harry actually asked about you a little bit. Corey coming back soon? Corey?
Hopefully.
And he says your name really cutely. It's like when you say Grogu.
It's, okay, he says it in that way.
It's just got that affection.
He's the best.
Corey, would you like to continue your reputation of being the best plugger in the business? Plug on.
Yeah, you can follow me at @Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as at The Convor Call on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, where Aubrey and I just uploaded our reaction to Star Wars Visions Episode 1, as well as our roundtable for Visions. And then we're doing another stream tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to join in for that, definitely do. It'll be a good time.
Excellent. All right, man. Don't follow me follow me on Twitter.
I don't know if you can right now, actually.
Can you unfollow me? That's what I'm worried about.
It shows that you're following no one.
I saw that, and I'm like, people are going to be pissed. I was like, yeah, I'm going to lose some virtual friends out of that one for sure. Oh, what? What?
Well, I got the DMs. to prove it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Interesting. All right, we'll talk about that. Thank you, everyone. Obey the algorithm. Have fun. All that good stuff. And may that force be... Oh, I should tell you before we go. I have got decorations on this wall, but not that wall yet. So for me, it's very...
It's very, very artistic.
So we didn't talk about your decorations, but Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
I don't do that anymore.
I did not mean to hit that so fast. Just another thrill. On the live stream. Wow. What an emotional roller coaster.